cause major disruption, distress, and sheer anger and frustration to everyone in the city. You know, the small-mindedness of people who think they're continually going to get away with this here and find any comfort or solace within their own communities is coming to an end. We had people yesterday trying to get to Altmaglen Hospital and appointments, people in ambulances, but delayed. Children on the first day back at school sitting traumatized outside the classrooms waiting on their parents coming. Carers, people who are all at home, carers unable to get them. We were only so close to an innocent yesterday, and ambulance may not have made it back to Altmaglen Hospital. You know, if your father or mother or brother or sister took a heart attack yesterday, I'm sure you'll be asking serious questions of those involved.
And what can be done to stop these hoaxes? Derry is going through redevelopment now. They're looking to look towards 2012 for the UK City of Culture. How can this be stopped?
Well, I think everyone in the city, church leaders, community leaders, politicians, civic leaders, all have to be united and challenge those who feel that they can carry on this awfulness that's brought to our seats. The business community in the aftermath of this will be weighing the cost of loss to them as well. And obviously visitors to the city will be quite annoyed at the distress and anxiousness, because what we don't know and didn't know at that time whether it was a hoax device or not, given the awfulness of the bomb in Strand Road only a few weeks ago. So the police have to be very careful. But I think the challenge is, and I'm hearing people across the city yesterday, wise up and leave us alone.